continued varnashrams, so that we're talking here instead of, because we are describing actually these four human natures, much based on the gunas, which gives a real nice understanding of us as living beings. But then also, of course, those can, in a simplified way, be kind of projected on the human society, of course, which is like a body where the different parts serve the whole. So this is beautiful. And here we are. I'm standing here in Sweden, you are standing, sitting somewhere. And I'm quite sure that we find ourselves in a social grouping society that where you can find these four, right? But you can also find many more mixtures here and there, and that's how it normally becomes in societies. And I mean, we were there in Italy looking at the Florence of Dante, 14th century or earlier. You had those sub-varnas, as they would call it in India. And then your or mine belonging to one of those. It's not a class division. It's not throwing me into a class box where I belong, because, and then you even have the inherited classes and caste. But it's a work field, a job, a life that suits me, that makes me happy, I can be successful at. That's how I see it. And so therefore, why in Sweden, for instance, apply these four words for the Indian caste system? Because what happens then is that this tends to slip in, especially among Indians who might live in Sweden or wherever. When they take up this, we should rather avoid making it too Indian and make it universal, because that's really what this understanding of the Gita and so on is about.